for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
All right. I think it's 7:04.
Which one?
Thank you. Anywhere you want to take me. Hey, everybody. Friday. Hello.
Hello, L. Hello. Hello, L.
Hello, L. That's when you're laughing when you say hello. You're like, hi, how you doing?
Hello, L.
We're eating chocolate and cheese and smoking weed.
I know. I think we just coined another phrase, dude.
Hello, L.
Hello, L.
What's like hella? What's a hella funny? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I felt like hearing some Ween. I like this song.
Those guys that broke up.
I know. And I just saw a picture of the other guy, not Mickey Macchiacchio.
Keener?
Yeah, what's the other guy's
name? Aaron
Freeman? Aaron, yeah. It was an old picture of him in like 88 playing his acoustic guitar.
He's got...
They called him Aaron, though. They should be calling him...
Freeman.
Yeah, they should call him his Ween name.
Freeman. I once played a character named Freeman.
Yeah?
Yep.
On what game?
It was an award-winning character.
What?
Mm-hmm, it was.
You won awards as that character?
Yep.
Good job.
Wait, no, maybe I was the other guy. Nope, I was the other guy.
Who was the award winner?
Well, we were both award winning. But Dust was the... Freeman.
Oh.
I was Rex. Or it was the other way around.
So you can't remember, really?
I don't fucking know, dude. I was like 16.
To be honest, you can't really remember. But that's understandable.
But we got third place, dude. In state.
Wow. Great job.
Yep.
State? What are we talking about here?
Acting. Oh. Drama.
Oh, Master Thespian.
Acting!
Mm-hmm. Yep, I lettered in theater.
He lettered. What'd you letter do?
That reminds me of the one Rules of Engagement episode I've seen 100 times every time I turn it on, where the guy was a cheerleader.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I did watch one episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Uh-huh.
The pilot episode.
Just did you find out?
No. You got to watch the whole thing to find out. I didn't know.
Not even over.
Bob Saget
is the voice.
Yeah.
You watched the pilot. Does that mean you were attempting a series run on Netflix?
I was going to think about it, but then I decided that it was just another stupid sitcom.
No, I think if you were going to do with any, you'd be better off with the Rules of Engagement. It isn't bad.
Dude, I got plenty of shit to watch. Did you watch Fargo?
You go.
Fuck, man.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
not yesterday's.
I won't spoil it, but man, fuck me.
What the fuck? Do I look like a guy that wants to buy a fucking
pink scanner?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good character. But yeah, the I always said, no spoiler, but they jump ahead a year. What?
Okay.
And then I keep waiting for them to go back, and they don't. So you lose a year in one episode.
Hmm.
Fucking weird, dude.
How many weirder can you... Bearder.
I don't know. Hmm. They're all trying to move on. Bob Odenkirk's still trying to move on, saying, you know, we already got the guy, okay? Mm-hmm. You see, we got him. It was his brother, and there was evidence and everything. Yep. So, you know,
that
the case
sense.
Is
they
over.
They did kind of wrap it up.
He was sad, but he was acting so weird because he was covering up for his brother, you know?
Yeah.
I like Odenkirk's character on there. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty.
I like his character on his new show.
I haven't got to see it yet. It's not out.
I've seen the whole season.
What? It hasn't been filmed yet.
I just finished season 2.
No, you're thinking of that other show called Better Call Paul.
Oh.
Fall.
Better Call Fall.
McCartney.
Yep.
It's about this guy who...
I heard he collapsed on stage.
Several times, and not several, but a couple times, and he canceled a bunch of shows, too.
Really? I was just making that up.
He did. He got
sick.
Well,
I saw him in the news that he canceled something, so I just made that
I don't believe, you know, he might not have collapsed on stage, but he did quit the show mid. So did Bret Michaels.
I bet I don't know. Does it still sound good when he goes, ooh,
Jet!
Yeah.
Not really,
that seems like it'd be the tough one to fucking hold out, you know, in the middle of a show. Because he puts on a pretty energetic show. He's not just standing there anyway. So it's not like he's going to be well rested by the time that they're playing that hit, right? Because that's a late show hit.
And he's like 70. Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
He is.
70.
In the last interview, he said he didn't even remember Ringo.
What? He didn't remember Ringo?
He's got Alzheimer's.
He's got Alzheimer's disease.
He's got Alzheimer's. He can't even remember that he's not really Paul.
I'm not Paul McCartney. I've got Alzheimer's disease. Fake Paul. Fake Paul. Fake Paul. He's fake Paul. You hear about that lady dude?
Lady dude?
Yes.
Are you talking about RuPaul?
No, I'm talking about Vince Neil.
Okay, yeah.
Dude looks like a lady, bro. No, this lady in Pennsylvania got knocked out and left with a black eye after she was dive bombed by an aggressive red-tailed hawk.
Oh, really? I was thinking maybe it was LL Cool J, because yeah. His mama told him.
Yeah, mama said, knock you out. Leave you with the black guy on the ground. Eileen Bridge was washing her car, and the hawk swooped in and attacked her. It just blindsided her. Knocked
her down.
She's just
trying to go under a bridge.
She was 64 years old, dude, and she was unconscious for 15 to 20 seconds.
Wow.
She had to go to the hospital for a head scan. That's a weird quote. A head scan. That's weird. All of a sudden, he came at me at 100 miles per hour. Now, that has to be an estimate, because a 64-year-old lady probably didn't have a fucking radar gun out there.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he came at me at 100 miles per hour, and he hit me and knocked me down on my butt. I was a bloody mess. It felt like a baseball bat hit me in the head. A few days before she was attacked, the hawk took a run at her husband and glanced off the top of his head. Glanced?
Mm-hmm.
Glanced?
Yep.
You looked at him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they mean he grazed off the top of his head?
No, like glance, like the glands.
The neighbor's Chihuahua and Jack Russell Terrier. I don't know why Jack Russell's in this. He's the singer from Great White.
Mm-hmm.
He was also targeted.
Yep.
But nothing serious occurred. So they want to remove this dick chick. He's a dick hawk. He's a chicken hawk looking for a chicken. I'm a chicken hawk looking for a chicken.
You think he ever was in a band? Jack Terrier.
Jack Russell Terrier. Jack Russell and the Terriers.
Yep.
Terriers. That was my middle name, was Jack Russell. Terry Jack Russell. Guile. It was weird. I had it legally changed later because when I was in elementary school, my teacher... got suspended for telling me to punch another second grader in the face twice.
What? Your teacher told you to punch a kid in the face?
Yeah, it was a girl, actually. They told me to punch a girl in the face.
What? Why did they tell you to do that?
Because she pushed me first and hit my brother. And so she said, punch him in the face.
That's weird.
Punch her in the face.
And so what happened to the teacher?
She got suspended.
How long?
For 3 months.
How long?
What do you think
would happen today?
I would have got suspended.
You think so?
If I punched a chick in the face, or a chicken, or a chicken hawk, or a girl, if I punched a girl in the face at school and said, the teacher told me to do it, she said, she punched you first, punch her back. I didn't think you were going to actually do it. How dumb are you to punch a girl in the face? Say, oh, you should have said, but just take your leg off and beat her with it. So I did. No, I didn't.
You know, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of
anal
1995.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
It's coming up.
What happened in 1995?
A lot of stuff happened in 1995.
Name one thing.
Bill Clinton was still president.
That happened?
Yep.
That's not a thing that happened. Bill Clinton was still president.
Yeah, he was still president.
That's not a thing that happened, though.
What do you mean?
Like, here's something that happened. Monster Magnet released an album called Dopes to Infinity.
Really?
Yeah, and they went on tour that year. Bill Clinton was still president, so he didn't...
All right.
He
might have
fucking,
1995,
maybe he
Monster Magnet still played Spine of God.
Maybe he came on Lewinsky's dress in 95.
What about that? In 1995, Monster Magnet still played...
They still played it in 2013.
I saw
them. Yep, that was their opening song. And they played Nod Scene, too. It was awesome.
There was a bunch of people falling asleep, because that's what happens when you got in a Nod Scene.
Oh,
is that what it means? Like, is my scene is people that fall asleep.
No, I think it's when you did too much heroin.
Huh.
And everybody's in the room, and they're just all nodding out, like at a flop house. And it's like, dude, this scene is lame. It's a total Nod Scene. It just makes me fall asleep. So I think I figured it out, dude.
I did, too.
I know it's early in the episode, but remember on Wednesday when we were talking about Hans?
Mm-hmm.
And he was listening to all those Slaughter-themed bands?
Uh-huh.
Limp Bizkit will be releasing their new single on cassette only.
Uh-huh.
It's called Endless Slaughter.
Hmm.
I bet that's what Hans is going to be listening to today. Because his favorite rap metal group, Limp Bizkit, plans to release this new album called The Stampede of the Disco Elephants.
Is Wesley still with them?
It does not say that. But it does not say that he is not.
Is Fred Durst still with them?
Oh, yes. He still has his hat on backwards, too. He says, I'd suggest finding one of your oldest and old school friends to supply the cassette deck equipped boombox for your analog listening pleasure. No rules, no limits. Well, fuck, the one rule is you can't listen to it on a CD player. The other limit is you can't do it MP3 because it's a fucking cassette tape. Stampede of the Disco Elephants is expected to debut in July, Hans, in case you're wondering about that brand new Limp Bizkit tape.
But nobody that's into vinyl or tapes wants to buy a Limp Bizkit tape, do they?
Well, what do you think they were buying when Limp Bizkit came out?
Discs? CDs.
You think so? You don't think they ever bought tapes?
Yeah.
Like 98, 95?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit was putting out records in 95, speaking of 95.
Yep. 95, Windows 95 was released.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
I mean, that's a good time to release that.
Oh.
In that year.
95. What about these popular musicians from 1995? This stuff was going on 20 years ago. Supergrass, remember them?
Hell no.
Deep Blue something?
Nope.
Weezer?
I do remember Weezer. What about Joan Osborne?
Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, I did that.
Rage Van Halen?
Rage Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. Van Halen, they were getting big.
What? They were not? What? They had fucking Gary Cherone?
They were touring huge, though, arenas, though. With like
Gary Cherone?
No, in 95, they had like the Right Here, Right Now shit going on.
Oh, dude, that was 86.
Right Here, Right Now?
Right wherever, whenever.
That live Pepsi ad shit that was going on.
Right now!
Yeah, that was like...
See? Dude, 95 was past Sharon, and fucking Hagar never came back because he toured with Michael Anthony. And
not
then
in 95.
Dude, 93. Check it out. Van Halen 3.
All right, maybe that is it then. But they were big.
I hate
that. They were popular musicians either way.
I hate to let you guys all know out there in listener land that I'm a big fan of Gary Cherone and anything that has to do with the band, what were they called?
Alanis Morissette.
More Than Words.
Extreme,
thank you. They're so good. I just can't remember their name sometimes.
Blues Traveler was getting big back then.
Yeah, Dave Matthews Band probably. And me and my friend Hans has a favorite in common between the two of us. Our best guitar player ever is Nuno Bettencourt.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet in court on that.
Nuno in it.
Nanny.
Nanu. Toy Story was a popular movie coming out, and so was A Poopo 13. Remember that? Gravity Part 1?
Yeah. Had the same Ed Harris in it.
Mm-hmm. Poker and the Hauntus, that Disney movie.
Poker and the Hauntus?
Yep, and Ace Ventura.
2, maybe.
2.
That movie wasn't very good. He climbed out of a rhinoceros' asshole.
Jumanji.
I actually watched that with the kids when it first came out, and I thought that was kind of enjoyable.
I enjoyed it. Die Hard with a Vengeance. And Bravi Hearty.
Oh, Die Harder.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Why are we talking about 1995? I forgot.
20-year anniversary coming up on it.
Yeah,
these,
but
all
not
these
for
things
like
were going on 20 years ago.
6 more months, bro.
No.
You're getting a jump, an early jump on this.
It's never too early to celebrate.
Hey, I forgot to remind you guys to not forget to remember to fucking send us some money. And even though they don't support us, they do support us, but not pizza or monetarily. Mm-hmm. But Pizza Now has their new pizza. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you what it is because it's got spinach on it. So go check it out. But we're
go like their page and it's right there.
We're going to have you guys keep sending us money. And then when we get extra money that we don't have to put to our dues, we're going to go to Vegas and do the podcast live in Vegas.
Live in Vegas.
We're going to take a flight. We're going to fly United Airlines. Do you like United Airlines?
I never flew you.
Or would you rather drive to Vegas?
It'd be a long drive, right? Because you can't drive straight there.
It's about a 12-hour drive. You drive straight there, maybe 14 hours if you stop to pee. But I'm kind of scared to go on planes anymore, not only because they crash.
I always mind my P's and Q's.
Because like we talked about, dogs come on there and they poop and then people puke and then...
Yeah, I'm not a big flyer.
Plus, if you're not in first class, but you're like all cramped up right next to people. And like,
I'd do it.
Fuck this one lady.
Fuck this one lady. Where?
On the plane.
All right.
In the bathroom. Mile High Club.
I got a list of celebrities that did it on planes.
Well, I'm gonna guess that this lady's black just because of her name and because of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
There was a complaint delivered to the crew there on this United Airlines flight. This guy asked LaShonda Williams, LaShonda, that's where I'm guessing she's black, to please turn off her wireless device.
I'd do it.
You know what she said to him?
Turds.
She said, I kill white people like you.
Hmm. Was she lying?
Was she lying?
Yeah, did she really kill people like her?
I don't know whether they found that out or not, but it kind of freaked the guy out.
Uh-huh.
She told him he was going to find out where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused anxiety and fear throughout the cabin.
Ah.
But could you imagine you being on a plane and you're already scared of, like, towel heads or bomb, 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 or fucking terrorists or whatever. And then you got some...
I saw some suspicious activity that I wanted to report after 9/11, but I didn't.
Yeah, you got to... Don't ask.
It was a white van, dude, of towel heads.
Were they coming from?
I only say that because I don't know what.
You got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I don't know what actual race they were, so I just know that they had turbans on.
Well, they could have been towels, and they might have been coming from the fucking spa.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It could have been a good sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people.
But I don't know. It was right on the freeway. So I was like, man, I don't know. This is kind of rough looking.
So you saw something and didn't say something?
I didn't say anything.
You see something,
I used
say
my
something.
Best judgment because nothing blew up.
If you say something, say something. Don't you know that?
It said a lot about my foresight into psychic realms.
What's Dave got to do with it?
What's Dave got to do with it?
It really increased my Dave foresight.
What's your favorite Tina Turner song?
Nutbush City Limits. Why is that funny? Don't you remember? That's the song that she was singing when on the movie What's Love Got to Do With It, and he came in there and was bitching at her, and then she wasn't doing it right, and then he beat her up and fucked her real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want it. It was a nice rape scene in a movie. I mean, I like that people can portray that and just say, oh, we're not glorifying it. We're just showing you what has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be glorifying it, but is it necessary to show it? So fucking, I mean, kids watch that shit.
No, kids watch porn, though, too.
They do?
Yep. They'll watch any. I mean, why? It's not like you can put it on your VCR and it doesn't play.
Well, it'll probably use a bit of tracking these days, and you can't really get a good, clear picture when you're trying to watch porn on a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on a high-definition, big-screen TV, which I don't know who can actually watch porn in their living room on a big-screen TV and be okay with it with themselves, because you usually got windows...
Mm-hmm.
Porn now is supposed to be watched on a screen anywhere from the size of your laptop to your phone. Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't want to watch it on a 45-inch screen.
What about on those Google glasses?
Maybe, maybe. They had Ron Jeremy on that
Google Glass
Comedy Underground with Dave Attell the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With him and Byron Allen?
Yeah. No, Byron was absent. It was a...
I always love how when Byron Allen's not hosting the Dave Attell show, that he lets Dave Attell host it for him.
It's an underground unleashed. No, but they usually just have some celebrity in the audience that'll make a quick appearance and stand up from their table or whatever. And so Dave Attell said something to him about. So, of course, you know, the big question that everybody wants to know is, like, how big is it?
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, Ron Jeremy said, my dick's so big that I'm fucking a girl tomorrow, right now.
Which is, all right.
Kind of funny, but kind of not. And then last week on there, the guest appearance was the fucking chick from 16 and Pregnant that was on Celebrity Marriage Counseling. Or God, they got so many stupid shows now, and now she thinks she's going to be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Farrah something or other. Not Fawcett. Farrah Spigot, I think her name is.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not Spigot. I'm making that up, but it's weird, dude. You got Triumph the fucking insult comic dog.
Is he still going?
Yeah, he was on there a few weeks ago.
Right on.
For me to poop on.
Dude, I love Triumph. Whoa. I have his DVD.
Do you? Did you hear that?
Buddy? I do.
That was weird.
Yep.
Hear that? Is that you?
What?
Do you want to hear that noise? Dude, listen back to this episode. I'm having alien flashbacks.
Is the fan over there?
No, it was some weird fucking noise that was like electronically motivated by a internal
was it flames?
No, it definitely was not flames.
Weird.
It was like it sounded like a robotic gnat.
A little robotic. How long was it going on?
Just for a couple of seconds.
All right.
It just sounded like it flew past my ear.
All right. I might have heard something.
You might have heard something.
I might have heard something in the wind, yo.
So on Monday, I talked just at the end of the show for a second about the inventor of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away. He's the godfather of ecstasy, they call him. His name is Alexander Shulgin.
Alexander Shulgin, he was an inventor.
Dude, he fucking took acid and mushrooms and ecstasy every week for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived to be 88.
Every day?
No, once a week.
Once a week?
For 40 years. So that's 50 times 40.
That's 2,000.
So he...
Did he range his doses, or was he on a steady dose of one dose, or...
He said he's taken over 6,000 trips.
Mm-hmm.
But wow.
Hmm.
He worked for Dow. Wow.
Dow!
Yeah. It was the first psychoactive molecule that he invented for a pharmaceutical brand, the Dow Company. Huh. It was an amphetamine slightly milder than LSD, which was sold to biker gangs by a chemist in New York by the kilo.
In New York City.
And then he invented ecstasy. It's crazy, dude.
Who's that? I can't.
Alexander Shulgin.
No, the guy is. What song is that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I missed it.
In New York City.
New York City. I heard you say that, but I still
don't
know.
That's all the words I remember. There you go.
Oh, Between the Moon and New York City? That's the theme from Arthur.
Oh, really? Which one? Both of them?
The old one with fucking Dudley Moore.
No. Between the Moon and New York City. Did you know Dudley Moore had a guest spot in the new Arthur?
I don't doubt it. I heard that him and Russell Brand were butt fuckers. I mean...
Wait, I think he was dead during that time, actually, wasn't he?
Was he? No.
I thought so.
What? He's not dead now, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Dudley Moore?
Yeah, well... When was the last time you
seen
him?
Well, yeah, but that's just because I haven't
seen
him. Him
and Liza Minnelli are the same person.
I hadn't seen Alexander Shulgin for years, too, and he just now died.
Hmm.
He's the godfather of ecstasy.
Did you know in the 1700s, Kids played squares and rocks and marbles.
Okay.
Squares and rocks, that's hopscotch.
And marbles?
Mm-hmm. Or they would play marbles.
I ruled the playground when it came to hopscotch.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about in marbles?
Marbles, I wasn't that good because I didn't have opposable thumbs till I was 7. What? Doesn't make any sense. Hey, you know what I did see, though? I saw the fucking new Trailer Park Boys movie on Netflix. Not the new one, but it's a new one.
How new is it?
It's called Trailer Park Boys Live in fucking Dublin. Mm-hmm. And it's part movie, part live performance. It's pretty cool. Uh-huh. You should check it out. Anybody who has Netflix, it's Trailer Park Boys. They win a contest. Dude, here's the coolest thing. They made a video.
All right, you make a video.
They made a video dressed up like Rush.
You dress up like Rush.
And they air rocked to Closer to the Heart and
Closer to the Heart.
Remade frame for frame the 1976 video for Closer to the Heart or 78 or whatever it was. Ended up winning the contest and won a free trip to Dublin to see Rush live. But then, of course, Ricky blows it at the border and gets him arrested. And then for community service, they have to perform a live show. I won't spoil it any more than that. But it's a good one. Check it out. It's funny. I laughed out loud by myself in my house. So that tells you that it was funny enough to me. I'm a little bit biased when it comes to the Trailer Park Boys, but it was fucking hilarious.
A little bit rock and roll.
I'm a little bit cunt. You little bit cock.
Marbles were first manufactured in the 1800s, but before that, they were all just made of, you had to find them naturally.
There's natural marbles?
Certainly.
That are round?
Various balls of stone were found on excavation near Mohenjo-Daro.
With M. Night Shyamalan?
Mohenjo-Daro.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Mohenjo-Daro is in the excavated ruins in present-day Sindh, Pakistan.
Sindh.
There's an H on the end. But that is an archaeological site built around 2600 BCE.
Oh my gosh.
You know what BCE means?
Before Christ ever.
before Christ eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Eight starts with an A. Mm. Oh, E. Oh, the eighth Jesus?
Yep.
Christ eight.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's just BC.
Jesus Christ wept.
Jesus Christ. You know, he posed.
He was a poser.
He was.
I know. Christians are posers. Mm-hmm. Deicide. Glenn Benton wants to kill all Christian posers.
What games do you think kids played in the 100s?
They played games like Alan Parsons Project game.
Mm-hmm.
Games people play. Back in the 100s, people were playing squares and rocks.
How do we know that they didn't have video games?
They had video games in the middle of the rock. They couldn't have had video games because they didn't have TVs or anything like that back then.
Mm-hmm. Sure, how do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
I was there, man. I used to live in a cave, man.
Yeah, but it would have all disintegrated by now, wouldn't it have? If there was video games in 1300?
Maybe. I don't know. I think you're thinking outside the box.
All right, I'm thinking Taco Bell.
Ooh.
That's a baggage claim.
Fifth meal.
It should have a fifth meal.
It is. It's a taco like fucking breakfast.
Between 2:30 and 6.
No, the fifth meal has already went all the way around full circle, and now that's the morning time when you're getting that fucking crunch wrap.
Well, what if you only had two meals, and then you're on the third meal by breakfast?
Then you're on a weird diet. I don't know. There are so many weird diets these days.
I went to Del Taco the other day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd
they got
like
those
it?
2 for $5. You get the big old half-pound beef burritos.
A half pound? Half-pound beef burrito?
I think it is.
Fuck, that's a lot of beef.
I know.
They got some pretty big burritos so over cheap. At... There's a place in Halsey called Angelo's.
Angelo's.
Yes, and it's funny because they didn't have a G for their...
G.
painting, which is just like stencil letters.
Uh-huh.
So they took the J.
Angelos.
They took the J and then put a little circle on the top to make it like a lowercase g that's setting on the line.
And then it looked like a penis.
It's like a lowercase g, but they popped it up and set it on the line. Like Angelos. Welcome to Angelos. You can get these cool little tacos, though. They're like authentic tacos with cilantro.
Would that be called the taquito, a small taco?
No, they're called tacos, which is weird. We talked about they're soft tacos, which to me, they're just little burritos.
Did you order a hard, a crunchy bean burrito or a crunchy bean taco?
No, I ordered a, they're called, not authentic, maybe authentic, an authentic street taco.
Okay. So you got the horseradish on there, you got the mustard grounds,
nope,
and you got the cilantro. Nope.
You got seasoned carne asada,
Which cilantro. Is beef and asada.
Yeah, an asada beef.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had carne Osama?
I've had carne bin Laden.
Carne bin Laden.
Carne Osama bin Laden Obama Hussein Barack Obama. No, but they're pretty good. And they're pretty cheap. It's weird. They put like enough meat for two tacos in each one, and then they put two soft shell taco tortillas. I call them tortillas, but they're tortillas.
Mm-hmm. Or titillas.
Titties. Two soft shell titties.
Show me your titillas.
Show me your tatas. Your titas.
So I was.
The grand tauntauns.
So I was.
Walmart?
I don't know.
You were in Walmart?
I went over to that other Mexican food place a couple weeks ago, and they had some
Abranjos?
I don't know. It's the place by the donut shop.
Oh, John Dingo's.
They should get together and make a taco, but instead of the shell, it's a donut. It's like a Krispy Kreme taco. Like the Krispy Kreme burger, you know, right?
Yeah.
I was watching on the Food Network the other day, and these guys are serving sausages, and the guy's like, "You guys should think outside the box. Serve your sausage on a baked potato," and they did, and people loved it.
I bet they did.
Isn't that weird?
Sausages and potatoes, good.
I know. Strange. Can you imagine? Yeah. You're just like the skin and everything. That's your hot dog.
Yeah. That's weird.
It is.
That's kind of like taking a fucking pepperoni stick and like squeezing all the beef out of it. So you just have like a beef sheath and then like filling it full of peanut M&Ms.
You know, a piece of pepperoni would be kind of cool in a spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Just chop it up in there and put it in there. Give it a little bit of spice.
I'm game.
Yeah. Or just throw the whole stick in there like a cinnamon stick.
I'm not sure if I'm too game for that, but...
You can boil it with some carrots. Mm. You ever made a stock?
Like a soup stock?
Yeah.
No, I made a bean stock one time, climbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a fucking attacked by a huge giant. No, my wife does make some soup stock, but I'm not a big cook. I'm a little cook. Cook a little.
You make a good chicken omelet, though.
I have never made or eaten a chicken omelet.
I have not either.
That's fucking next level shit right there.
It is.
That's like what they say. That's like feeding a cow a hamburger. It's like, here, let's make this cow drink some milk. Some fucking cow milk.
Or it's like serving beef in your milk. No, like beef in... You'd have to be eating the baby animal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So fried calves.
With hamburger in it.
Yeah. You're eating a steak wrapped in a calf.
Or like... It's like you're eating a human head cooked in a baby's carcass.
You could stuff a calf, a dead calf, with steaks and then like roast it.
Turducken pig.
Yep. Yep, the steak beef.
It's called
beef
a
steak.
It's called a cow foxen coon.
Cow foxen coon.
It's a raccoon stuffed in a fox, stuffed in a cow. Yep. Just cooked over an open fire and then you just dig in. Yuck.
Did John Madden's retired.
John Men?
Madden?
Oh, Madden.
Yep.
Yeah. He doesn't work for Ace anymore? That's no. what I thought. Was that what he's famous for? Ace Hardware?
Ace is the place.
Was that him?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, good. Because
yeah.
he didn't have anything.
He had a little
I know that he endorsed
he had a podcast
some video,
for a while.
He endorsed some video games. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on 25 years. That's half the since the Super Bowl.
Madden 095. 095.
Yep. There's a player from Oregon on there, Joe Harrington. He was on the cover of one of them.
Joey Harrington?
The yeah, the college one.
I remember him from my days when I worked at Country Coach, and I had a lot of friends who were big Duck fans, and then mm-hmm. he was like the bling, thing, ling, bling.
Bling, ling, ding.
And he was like, oh, Joey Harrington, he's awesome because he's a quarterback, and they're winning right now. So, oh, mm-hmm. Joey Harrington, oh, Joey Harrington's going to be here. Oh, look, it's Joey Harrington. Oh, Joey Harrington, he's the best because he makes the Ducks win. Oh,
and then he played piano, and it was all over, dude.
Dude, he's an idiot.
That's what it was, too. It was the weirdest thing because he was great. But as soon as he played piano somewhere and then appeared like in a sexiest magazine, like on a sexiest list in magazine.
Oh, he's so
his
sexy.
Career was over, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
That didn't help boost it?
No, he was never good after that.
I never heard
of it. It could be coincidence. Or they could be related.
He's like, I'm so awesome and sexy and such a good piano-playing singer guy that I don't need to play good sports anymore. I'm just an idiot now. Mm-hmm. I got kind of a... We're talking about Oregon right now. This is Oregon. We're in Oregon. I got a crazy Oregon story. This guy, he came into 7-Eleven and just started dousing himself with Hawaiian Punch Slurpees.
They make Hawaiian Punch Slurpees?
In Grants Pass, Oregon, I guess they do.
That sounds good.
That does sound good. Guess why he was doing it?
To
cool himself off.
Mm-hmm, all right.
No, he had been burnt.
He would get all sticky.
He had been burnt with hot oil by someone who was trying to rob him. Now, that's a good way. Instead of using a gun or a knife, you just bring some hot oil and pour it on people. Give me your money.
Or they had a grease thing, right?
Something. He entered the store while being chased by two other people. One of them had a bat, and one had some hot oil. That's good stuff.
Huh.
But the store clerk was nice enough to keep the individuals who were chasing the man out of the store so he could fill his shirt with Slurpee goodness without being disturbed.
That's all he wanted?
Yeah, he wanted to get away from the guys, but his skin was burning, and so he soothed his skin with the icy beverage before being taken to the Medford Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Revealed in an investigation later that the chase likely began during a dispute between two neighbors that ended with two people being chased and burned with hot oil. Another burn victim did not require any Slurpees.
It doesn't make any sense, though, to me that you'd go with Slurpee because if the fountain area, that has to be the slowest moving liquid there.
The Slurpee stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just kind of pours
fountain,
out. Yeah, but the drink is just water. The ice, that's like ice, Slurpee. He was filling
You got the ice freezer that's in the 7-Eleven, so why not just jump in there?
Well, because it's not touching your skin. You want something ice cold on your burnt skin, you know? If you're in a cooler, you're just mm-hmm. in cool air.
What about hot coffee? Because then it cools it down gently.
That'd be awesome if a guy with severe burns. A guy with severe burns just runs into the Taco Bell. Taco Bell? What? 7-Eleven? He's just like, hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got any iced tea? Oh, that's burning my face.
If you give yourself a first degree burn, it'll put out a third degree burn.
It cancels it out. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that once. I burned myself with candle wax, then I just poured gasoline on myself. Lit myself on fire, and I was fine. The candle went out, and I was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like stabbing. That's what I always do. I just light myself on fire.
It's a great pain remedy, because then you don't feel a thing.
Anyone listen, if you do that, just try it. If you burn yourself with any hot oil, just pour gas on yourself and light yourself on fire.
Yep,
because that'll take the pain away instantly, because you'll be dead. I was in Walmart the other day. I hate going to Walmart. They make good deals, though. And
I hate Walmart, but the last time I was in there, I was like, man, this store is set up all funky.
Little kids need jobs, too, you know, so I support their sweatshops across the... But this lady went in there and fucking stabbed a customer service lady. Not when I was in there. This is a different one, but it was up in Washington. She just stabbed her. She didn't like her. No, it was in Mount Vernon, actually. Mm-hmm. Mount Vernon, Washington. This was the reason that she stabbed an employee. I didn't like her vibe.
Oh, totally justified.
Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm. A 60-year-old woman said she didn't like the employee's vibe, and so she stabbed her with a pair of scissors. You just get the scissors from Walmart. Could you help me with this? Because I'm trying to... What? I don't like your vibe. She pulled her hair. Got a fistful of that.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for... How does a fucking customer get in a fight with a worker at Walmart? I don't understand that. The people who saw it said it was totally bizarre.
It would be bizarre. Especially the fact that they were slapping each other with slabs of steak.
Yeah, and then when the police were en route to the store, the woman began dancing around and lifting her dress up. She may have mental health issues.
Ahab? What's Ahab have to do with this?
He was an Arab. was the sheik of the burning sand, and he came in there with his turban on, stabbed a bitch in the cunt. She lifted her dress up, started bleeding all over, and then she ran over to the Slurpee machine and filled her vagina up with Hawaiian Punch Slurpees. I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Dude, I was watching the Food Network the other day.
Again,
dude. This is a total separate time.
Okay.
And it was this place, and I didn't know where the two places were. It was one of those shows where they battle each other, like,
right.
They want to win a food court spot at a mall.
Yeah.
Right? See the two business models, and they got food, and one was waffles.
Okay.
And the other was something...
Falafels?
It was something like that. Salads or something goofy. Or maybe it was sausages. I don't know. It was something goofy.
I'm going to open a falafel house.
And so, right? And a lot of times, I'll just turn those on, and it'll be on in the background, and just kind of like, for noise, listen to it. And then I say I watched it. Right?
But you'll remember at least one.
But sometimes
thing.
I'll just flip over there and see what's going on, right? And I was doing that, right?
Right.
And they were in this food truck serving foods, right?
Foods?
And this guy goes, he's at the waffle place, and it fucking comes in, up to the window and orders.
It's a waffle food truck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was fucking Jeremy Rowe.
Local Jeremy Rowe?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's
And then I was like, well, wait a minute. So the first thing I did was I Googled the waffle place, right? And it was in Portland.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay. Then it's a good chance. And I watched it again, and it was him.
Did he have long hair at the time?
I'll take the sport or the smorgasm.
He said smorgasm on TV.
I know, yep. That's what he said. That's why he ordered it, too. He said the other ones looked better, but I just wanted to say smorgasm on TV.
And he knew that they were filming, of course, because they were camping there.
He didn't know that he'd been on it or what was going on. He said there was like 10 people around, and they were filming. And he didn't know if they would let him know.
If he was going to be on.
Yeah.
Or if he'd made the cutting room floor or whatever you call it.
But he was on there for a good second.
That's cool.
But it's weird because I don't really usually like physically watch those shows.
Right. Or pay attention to the whole thing.
Yeah. And so just catching that small little snippet.
It's like fate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know.
And maybe part of it too was because I was interested because of the waffle thing. You know, because they were doing something funky. They used a different dough for the waffle.
But at that point, you didn't even know they were in Portland, did you?
At that point, I didn't even know that they were from Portland.
Huh. Because there's
a
lot of good...
In, or the mall place that there was in Kelso.
Oh, okay.
And I think they won, but barely.
F plus.
Mm-hmm. It's like a whole... They win a free year lease in a mall spot.
That's pretty good.
That's fucking...
Up there, man, there's a lot of foot traffic and a lot of business that you're going to be making.
That's easily $20,000 a month, I would imagine.
Of course, you know, you also got all those food trucks and like...
They're shutting them down here in Portland, man.
There is an area that's getting shut down.
People getting quicky, quacky, quacky, tacky.
Quickity, quack, quack, because they want to build more apartments for low-income people.
Well, the value of the place went up because they brought the food trucks in there. That's the other argument.
Yeah. People are fucking
gentrification.
Shit up.
Spike Lee's all up in snits about it.
You know what else is happening down in Eugene?
Gentrification.
They fucking canceled the Eugene celebration after 33 years.
Up in Portland?
No, in Eugene. They moved it to Portland.
They should. They canceled it?
Yeah.
Then they should have it in Portland.
The Eugene celebration in Portland.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Fuck Eugene to come to our town. Take it over. It's the Rose Festival. Nope.
They should just rent a couple hotels.
Oh, yeah. Hans, are you going to Eugene celebration in Portland this year? It's not going to happen. No, I guess Kesey was saying that it just isn't viable, and a lot of the businesses downtown in Eugene, like Sizzle Pie and those Voodoo Donuts, those trendy places, they don't like that whole block of area being shut down.
Is that the place where you can go and stand in the street and watch that Pink Floyd band play every year?
Yeah, yeah, and I did the emceeing for it last year, and what they do they shut down about 4 or 5 or 10 blocks of the downtown area, and you have to have a $15 ticket or wristband
downtown
to get in there. So the people from Voodoo Donuts and the people from Sizzle Pie are like, we don't want people to have a wristband to come to our restaurant.
That is unfair. You shouldn't have to have a wristband to go into a business.
Well, they're in this little area.
Well, fucking put it in a goddamn park.
They're moving it. They are.
To Portland, right?
Yeah, Eugene celebration in Portland. Now, here's a weird thing. He's not listening to Slaughter or Limp Bizkit. And here's the weirder thing. He's listening to a band that just played in Eugene at Lucky's, and I've never even heard of them.
Wait a minute. I know this. Pork Pie Hat.
Nope. I was going to say that's close, but it's only because it isn't. The Coffin Cats, spelled with both K's.
They
the Coffin
put another
Cats.
One in there.
K-O-F-F-I-N-K-A-T-S. Mm. The Coffin Cats. Hans, did you know those guys just played down at Lucky's just like a week ago?
Who did?
The Coffin Cats.
I know you said that. That'd be funny.
He's listening to an album called Inhumane. I want to check it out because they just played in Eugene, and I know Hans has good taste, but sometimes his stuff's a little bit too obscure for me. Thanks again, Hans, for sending in that check. We're going to be depositing that.
Thanks, Mang.
Yep.
They're psychobilly.
It's because of you that we can keep talking. We only got 2 episodes this week, but we'll get back on track.
There you go.
Psychobilly.
Psychobilly Freega.
Don't call me Psychobilly. They're inhumane, dude.
They said, hello from the road. We're in Eugene enjoying the day. Our merch guy, Chef, is grilling up some amazing burgers and veggies. Our tour is going awesome, and the crowds have been the past month have been awesome, getting to cross the entire United Stossum wild gigs in Canada.
Stossum?
We even got to play a few places we haven't been. The response is great.
Coffin Cats.
You guys and gals know how to make us feel, and we have a blast in every city.
I bet you're bummed that you don't even go to shows anymore, Hans. Speaking of going to shows, this is your Friday show. If it came out on today,
you should
go to the fucking Elks Lodge tonight. It's Friday. It's Strawberry Festival. It's June 6th. It's Victims of Internal Decay and Splintered Throne.
What's the album was he listening to by the Coffin Cats?
Inhumane.
All
right. Hans, come down to the Elks Lodge and watch Void play, you pussy. You're not a pussy. I'm just kidding. I can't even say that with a straight face. You're a dick.
All right. According to their website, coffincatsrock.com, favorite Coffin Cats albums poll,
Inhumane
is number 3.
Ooh, because Hans doesn't like to be in a tunnel.
I know. Yeah. That's why I was figuring out.
Yeah.
Born of the Motor is the least favorite, and the most favorite is Our Way and The Highway, followed by Drunk in the Daylight.
Day Drinking.
Then Inhumane, and then the self-titled, and then Forever for Hire, and then Straying from the Pack, kind of strayed from the pack.
Well, thanks for that little breakdown.
Hey, no problem.
I'm going to have to check those guys out. I'm not a big fan of Psychobilly.
And until next month, Nostrovia.
Nostrovia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God damn it. So, yeah, you guys, fuck you. Come on down. Fuck you. You could win a 3-day pass to Guitars Under the Stars.
I could win a 3-day pass to an ass.
Oh, wait, don't forget, what was on Terry's turntable? Can you guess? It's a 70s rock band, but the album came out in the 80s.
Oh, I know this one.
It's an unexpensive illusion.
Cheap Trick.
That's true. How'd you know? Because I said inexpensive?
You said in.
I said it's an unexpensive illusion.
You said un, and I knew right then it was Cheap Trick.
You're like, that's a cheap trick.
Yep.
And it's not an Elvis Presley cover, but the album's called All Shook Up.
Did you know that they named themselves because they were that one band that played covers?
Cheap Trick?
That was their Cheap Trick. They played cover songs.
Seriously?
Yep.
Well, there's a band from Springfield that's a cover band that's called Cheap Truck.
Well, that is a cheap fuck.
And they drive a cheap truck. Cheap truck. I'm driving in a
keep cheap fucking.
Or a cheap Jeep.
Cheaptrick.com.
What if you call it Jeep Truck? I knew a guy who used to drive a Jeep truck.
It was a Jeep truck.
It was a Jeep. It was a Jeep pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Jeep pickup truck. Ha!
Do you know that they wrote a theme song?
Who? Coffin Cats? Oh, yeah, to the 70s show.
Nope.
Hanging out. Yeah, they did. That's
okay,
Cheap
can
Trick
you
too.
Name another one that they wrote?
No.
And performed?
Not right off the top of my head.
It's a guy from Comedy Central.
It's a guy from Comedy Central.
Colbert Report.
They wrote the Colbert Report?
Theme song. Yep. They've done more than 5,000 performances.
Performances?
Yep, which is only 25 times per million records sold. That's not
wow.
very much. Wait a minute. 250 times per million records sold.
Well, check this out.
That's not very many, is it?
It's not. Have you heard of SoundScan?
29 movie soundtracks.
That's pretty good.
29.
That's pretty good. One of them was heavy metal. But anyway, you've heard of SoundScan?
Yeah.
It's the record sales. Started in 1991.
Started in 1991. I remember that.
Do you know what the most biggest selling since it started?
Since 91, I would go...
And I'll tell you this. Shania Twain was number two.
Shana-na-na-na-na. Then it's Michael Jackson.
Nope. It's Metallica's Black Album.
Oh, what? That is their first album?
The first album in 91. 16 million. They just passed the 16 million mark from the Black Album. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest selling record that has came out since 1991. Good job, Metallica.
Do they have the right
to claim that, though?
Because
they didn't claim it. SoundScan claimed it.
I know, but do they have the right to that? Because, you know, not they would probably be number three if they didn't beg their fans to buy their albums over and over and over again.
What are you talking about?
Don't download our songs for free. Pay for them.
Well, yeah. That's true, I guess. But I don't know.
How many did Shanana sing?
Like 15 million or something.
Where's pretty close. Where's Appetit in there?
I don't
Appetite for Depression.
I don't even have the... I just saw the headline that said Metallica was number one and Shanana was number two.
Shanana-na-na.
So I don't have those facts in front of me, sir. I apologize for that. You'll have to find out yourself. You'll have to find out yourself. You'll have to find out yourself.
All right, I will.
You'll have to find out yourself, dude.
You want to know some subgenres of rock?
I guess.
All right. Asphalt. Igneous. Basalt.
Asphalt. What?
Asphalt.
Andesit, basalts.
Diorite.
Diorite.
SOX.
Cola.
Granite.
Dude, taking that for granted. You're making stuff up.
Diorite. No, these are subgenres of rock.
I'm taking you for granted,
Lamprite.
Diorite. Lamp right?
Yeah,
fucking
Nephilim
whatever.
It.
Dude, that's not true.
Norite, obsidian.
Dude, it's not all right. It's not all right.
Peridotite.
It's not all right.
Pumice.
It's not all right.
Quartz, monzonite.
Dude, these aren't rock. These are rocks.
Yeah. No. They're subgenres of rock.
Not of rocks.
Troctolite.
They're not rocks. They're gems, goddammit. I told you I'm a gem collector.
Marble.
Oh, did you get some more of those rocks? They're not
Manhattan
rocks. They're fucking gems, you piece of shit.
Eclogite.
Dude, please. What are you doing right now? Have you ever heard of igneous? That's a genre. That's a genre of music. Fucking obsidian. I've heard of an obsidian band. They're like black metal, but they're just rock.
They're black, very polished.
They're a polished black rock band. Their production is very polished.
Then it cuts right through. It
cuts like a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break their songs down enough, it's like glass. It's very smooth music.
It's like smooth jazz.
It is smooth jazz.
Who's your favorite smooth jazz artist?
Kenny G.
Is that the only one you know?
Just the first one that comes to mind. Smooth jazz, like Thelonious Monk.
All right.
Or Charlie Parker. Charles Mingus. Right. I know Hans loves him, Kenny G. Almost as much as he loves Terry G.
Remember when that lounge, he was listening to like Tiki Lounge music or something like
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Tiki Lounge. I like that guy.
Those,
what are you talking about? I have no idea.
Most popular smooth jazz artists.
Tiki Lounge?
There were some lounge compilations.
Dude.
And one time, Hans had that on his spin table.
Are you being serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
Tiki Lounge.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to blow your mind with a list of your favorite smooth jazz artists.
You better take a deep breath.
All right, Brian Culbertson.
Never heard of him.
Chris Botti.
Don't know how to pronounce that name.
Chris Strangring.
Dude, I'm not knowing what you're talking about.
Chris Botti. Kenny G.
There it is.
Peter White.
I know Peter Wolf.
Steve Oliver.
I know Steve Somerville.
Wes Montgomery. Chris Botti. Herbie Hancock.
Don't know how to pronounce
Weather Report.
Name.
Weather Report falls in there.
Harry Hancock?
Kenny G.
What the fuck's Harry Hancock?
Chris Botti. Chris Botti must be a very popular one.
I still don't
and then
think
you
you're
have
pronouncing it correctly.
The guy who was on...
his name is Chris Pitoy.
And then you got the guy who was on King of the Hill, Chuck Mangione. He was the spokesman for Megalomart.
Feels so right. Feels so good.
Did he sing that song?
He didn't sing anything, dude. He was like the Steve Vai of the trumpet or the or the fucking flugelhorn.
You sing through a trumpet, though, when you sing, right?
No.
He was probably going, beans, 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 beans.
And he was on The Simpsons, too, Chuck Mangione. Feels so good.
Then he died when he was on the set of King of the Hill.
Oh, man. Gione. That's a bummer. Chuck, man.
Yep. Yeah, he was at the Megalomart on there.
Megalomart? Megalomart.
No, I don't even know if he's dead, is he?
I didn't think he was, but I would believe anything nowadays. Because some people that I think are dead are still alive, and some other people that I thought were alive have been dead for a long time.
He was born in 1940.
I was.
That means he's 74 years old today.
74 years young, if you ask him.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting tired of you calling him old all the time.
I know.
Hey, people. Don't forget to go to tagcastpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it right now. On the left side, there's a little window, and it says donate, and it says shop Amazon, it says advertise, and it says sponsors.
Buy King of the Hill episodes on there.
Yeah, I'm going to click on shop Amazon right now and see what happens. It takes me right to Amazon.
That's all it does, man. It takes you straight to the deals page, actually,
and I'm already,
where you can see the
already logged
deals.
In. Already logged into my Amazon page,
mm-hmm.
which oddly enough is called Dana's Amazon page. That's fucking weird.
A reoccurring joke on King of the Hill is that whatever tune Mangione plays on his flugelhorn inevitably shifts into Feel So Good.
It is flugel, dude. I told you. Yep. And today's deal of the day is the Canon PIXMA MG7120 all-in-one wireless inkjet photo printer.
Dude, that would be a great deal if it was under $300.
It's $99.
What?
Regularly $250.
Wow.
Today only. Enjoy special savings. So this was like 3 days ago, so you're bummed. You
well, there's a
out.
New deal today, and it's probably better than that one, because that one's a piece of shit.
But there's plenty of lightning deals available, and if you just order them through this page, we'll get a couple pennies each time. You can get save 37% on Vasquez Men's Breeze 2.0 GTX hiking boots.
Do you have enough time to ship it before Father's Day?
If you order today, you can have it before Father's Day.
Yeah, but what if you did that in 2 days?
That Father's Day is not until the 15th. So yes, if you order today or in 3 days, which is actually today, if you're listening to this episode today, which was 3 days ago, which is today, you can get it by Father's Day, which is like 4 days.
Well, just
plus
go and
three.
Buy something for Father's Day, because it'll happen again.
Buy something for yourself.
It'll happen again.
And then you click on this thing. It's called Donate. Uh-huh. Takes you right to another page that says Donate to our show, and then you click on Donate again, and it takes you right to our PayPal. Now I'm gonna fake donate to ourselves just so you guys can see how. Oh wait, this isn't a video podcast, never mind. Oh, I could donate $0 right now if I wanted
to.
if you donate $100, I will send you a free t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. If you donate $200, we'll write you a song.
Yes, we will. I will send you one of my 202 t-shirts of my choice. It could be a misshapen wasp shirt from 1985.
Washed or unwashed?
Unwasped.
All right, unwasped.
It's a wasped. It's a wasp shirt. I'll wash it. I'll fucking wash it. But anyway, be realistic, okay? Send us 50 cents. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
We skipped birthdays because no one was born that I cared about today. Today is 6-6-14.
6-6-14.
And don't forget to the show I was talking about down at the 655 Park Street in Lebanon.
655 Park Street down in Lebanon?
Yeah, that's where Void's playing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's six bands, and the date is 6-6, and it starts at 6 o'clock. That's four sixes. That's not satanic or anything.
No, that's my friend once said. That is so evil, it needs an extra six.
There you go. There's going to be a rock band, a blues band, a summer soundtrack band, and then two metal bands and some other band. So it's going to be a wide array.
And then Chuck Mangione.
Yeah, the Chuck Mangione band.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be doing all flugelhorn solos.
Yep.
They have three black flugelhorn players.
Wow.
It's called the Chuck Mangione Band.
Chuck Mangione.
Oh, there's that sound. Thanks to Floyd the Paint Man for giving us this music. Hey, if you ever get bored, Floyd, give us a new song.
Yep.
You slacker. Come back on the show. Oh, that's right.
Paint of Rock. Here,
before we get out, when Hans sent his donation, he sent a handwritten letter.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's about halfway through season two on a re-listen schedule.
Holy crap, Olegus.
And that he wants us to bring back some old guests that he enjoyed, like Super Dave Wambacher.
All right.
Jerry Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Louder. Al Minta. And Barry O'Toole.
Barry O'Toole would be cool.
And he said since Flames wasn't on this week, that we should get Flames back on the show.
Cool.
He didn't say that, but I just... He's thinking it. So, hey, you guys, if you're listening, none of you guys are, but we're going to hit you up just because Hans wants you back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Super Dave Wambacher, Jerry Murphy.
I know. Miss those guys.
They dissed us. Now we're missing them.
I know.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Paintballing.
Fucking paintballers. You like paintballing? I don't like paintballing. It leaves welts on my skin.
Especially,
have you ever got shot in the balls with paintball?
For a long time, I thought paintballing was when you cried paint.
I call it painballing. Like you get hit in the shot in the shit with a fucking paintball. It's called paintball.
Yep. That's why you wear a tree.
Wear a tree?
Yeah, you know, like when you're a kid in a play and you're one of those trees.
You were a tree in a play, weren't you?
No, but I was a tree when I was playing paintball.
Oh.
It was a great disguise.
That is a great disguise. No one will ever shoot you.
I know. And then you start shooting them, and they're like, oh, I didn't know you were a tree. I didn't know your face.
You treater.
Yep.
Cheater.
Treater. Treater.
Traitor. All right, you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Rockety on.
Have a shitty weekend.
Hey, I will.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's bad advice.
I'm going to shit my pants this weekend.
Do it, dude. Bring it to the show on Monday.
I'm going to try to see if other people will shit their pants.
Aw, shit.